Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We call it Hoops Talk. Every Wednesday, Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull and analyst for NBC Sports, joins us. We were talking about the Bulls. Now we're just talking about the playoffs. But we had a little wager going here, Will. Do you share your home with a cat or a dog?
Not at the moment. But the reason being is because my wife and I, we live in the West Loop. We rent a little two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. And because of our schedules, we just didn't think it was fair and appropriate at this time to have a dog. My wife grew up with a dog all these years. I've always had a dog. We've just purchased a new house, and we are actually changing our backyard so it will be dog-friendly because we will be bringing a dog back into the family.
What about a cat?
No, don't have a cat either. And it was kind of interesting. I heard your previous commercial, and she said, you know, you said, don't let cats outside. And I was like, wait a minute. You and I have a lot in common because I know this is Hoops Talk, but I figured that Andy and I would take over and ask you questions. But what you don't know is that my mom grew up on a farm. And that was my vacation every single summer for 17 years. We got to go to the farm for 2 weeks.
And work.
My summer vacation. And, my job was to split wood, pick vegetables, and help my grandfather. He used to raise hay and tobacco and corn. And my job was to help out. Now, I only lasted about 45 minutes before I told Grandpa I was headed back up to the house. But they had no electricity. They had lanterns. They had a wood-burning stove, not an electric or gas stove. Used to hang all the beef up in the laundry room. It was quite the experience. And the water came from a spring that was a mile away and had a big tube. And then if it ever got clogged, we had to figure out where the clog was. But the reason why I brought that up is because I need to get something straight here. I was doing some research, and I knew this, but you are officially married to a legitimate farmer.
Yes.
Now, did you actually go on a website to meet this farmer?
Meetafarmer.com, marryafarmer.com.
You see these commercials, I'm just like, okay, would you consider yourself a city girl, or what's your classification?
Well, you know, when I could afford to buy my own home, I never lived on a property less than 5 acres. Animals, wildlife, land, that's always been at the core of who I am. But no, I didn't meet him on farmers.com. I saw him in a restaurant, and he was standing up at a table dancing for his buddies, making them laugh. And he's not as tall as you, but he's close. And I was like, look at that guy. I'd like to meet that guy. And one of my friends overheard me, and they went and got him, and I met him.
And that was it. So is this one of those stories that after that first meeting, you told yourself, I'm marrying that guy?
No. He said at that first meeting, I'm never getting married again, because our conversation carried on for 5 hours.
But you were like, oh, I have a challenge ahead of you. But I need you to match my story, because the reason why I ask this is when I used to go to the farm, I would try to, you know, my grandfather would get up at 4:30 in the morning. He would fill the stove full of wood, light it, get the coffee going. Then my grandmother would come downstairs at 5. We had homemade breakfast every day, scrambled eggs, bacon, fresh biscuits, because it was a self-serving farm, cows, pigs, chickens, you name it. They had it for that purpose. But I remember one of the first times I was helping my grandfather, he was hoeing around all the tobacco plants. And I, of course, was going out there, and we'd walk to the fields with the hoe over our shoulders, and I was like, this is the coolest thing. So I saw my grandfather go into the room where they keep the tobacco. It was hanging. He pulled down a strip, folded it, put it in his mouth, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to do the same thing. And I think I was like 10 years old. Put it in my mouth, and he says, he used to always call me boy. He says, boy, you may not want to do that. And I said, I got it, Grandpa. I literally remember 15 minutes later, I was in the middle of the tobacco field puking up my guts. But I'm curious, now that you married a farmer, you live on a farm, you drive numerous hours a day to and from work, what is your best farmer story that you made a mistake of thinking you had something under control?
Oh, geez. It's daily. I mean, the first time he put me on a tractor and all I had to do was disc the land, and I don't know what it's called, but it would almost be like jackknifing it. But anyways, I turned the tractor too close and I cut an oil line, and oil just started spewing everywhere. That was the first time.
Seinfeld, you got a tractor story.
Andy wants to talk basketball with you, farmer.
I'm enjoying this.
Now, by the way, here's the thing. Do you guys, and how I practiced basketball when I went to the farm every summer, my uncle played, but they had a rim from a bicycle nailed up on a tree stump.
I love that. I love that, Will. And you went on to play for the Chicago Bulls. I mean, that is so cool. You were doing that in the summer.
I used to go out there. My uncle would come over. He was in Lynchburg, Virginia. My uncle would come over from Roanoke, and then he would come out and rebound for me, because obviously a bicycle rim doesn't have a net on it. And then I would shoot it. It would go through the net. It would go through the rim, hit the tree stump, and then who knows what direction it went to. And then we used to have free throw shooting contests. But he used to shoot like Rick Barry, underhand.
Oh,
that is fantastic.
More times than not, he would beat me.
Wow. So everybody in your family is tall as you?
Yes, except for my father. He's only 5'10", but we called him the runt. But he has a brother that's 6'3". His father was 6'5". My uncle is 6'4". My mom was 6'1".
Wow. All right.
But I did forget to tell you that my grandmother, my mother's mother, was only 4'10", but her husband was 6'7".
Oh, my God. That's wild. This is Hoops Talk. You would never know, but this is Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments.
Our job was to entertain the guests today. I thought we'd change it up since, you know, the Bulls aren't in the playoffs.
The question is, will they have any chance of being in the playoffs next year?
Well, there's a lot of work to be done by Arturas and the rest of his staff, but, you know, they do have some valuable pieces. They do have some nice players, but they do need to make some significant changes. And the question is that we don't have the answer to, and we hope that they do, is how will they get it done?
Somebody just said, great conversation with Will. Sorry, Andy, but screw the basketball talk. You can do it later.
Like I said, I was enjoying that line of questioning. I was good with it.
Hey, but remember last week we talked about your pig, Penelope. I'm working on getting a couple appearances, but I've got some people that want to know, what will and will you not let your pig do?
My pig can do anything she wants. If you can get her, you know, an endorsement fee or an appearance, we're all for it.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. We'll continue to work on that.
All right. And did you see Air yet?
No, I did not. And here's the reason why, real quick. My wife and I were getting ready to go see it. Then my son called. He's done with school on May 9th, and then he's coming up here for a visit. He's like, hey, Dad, I really want to go see Air. Can you wait until I get there to see it? So now I have to wait till he comes so we can all go see it together.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week. We love you, Will. Thanks for jumping on.
All right. Enjoy your drive home.